This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, June 6th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Newsom's tunnel vision bumps him into lawmakers. Ag exempted from solar bill. CDFAB bill takes flight and Senate GOP looks to shrink SNAP cuts. Here's a programming note. Join us at the annual Food and Ag Issue Summit West on Tuesday at the Sheraton Grand in Sacramento. The full-day conference will bring together leading voices on labor, tariff, and water challenges for speeches, panel discussions, and networking opportunities. You can view the agenda and save your seat today by registering to attend in person or virtually at agripulse.com. Delta Tunnel opposition grows. Governor Gavin Newsom's proposal to fast-track the Delta Tunnel project has gained opposition from more than 20 state lawmakers, along with several cities, counties, and environmental groups. Led by the Delta Caucus, the critics argue the $20 billion project would damage farmland, fisheries, and tribal resources with costs borne by ratepayers. In a letter to Newsom and legislative leaders this week, the lawmakers pointed out that since 2009, the legislature has consistently rejected efforts to support a conveyance project in the Delta. Concerns of overriding the judicial process for property right disputes led by Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association to share their opposition as well. Remember, Department of Water Resources Director Carla Nemeth shot down most of the claims during a heated discussion on the trailer bill proposal during a recent budget subcommittee hearing. NEM solar bill exempts farms. Assemblymember Lisa Cauldron of Whittier has dropped ag and schools from a bill proposing major reforms to the state's net energy metering system. The last-minute compromise ahead of a critical floor vote required lawmakers to override the legislature's one-day noticing rule. The controversial bill would sunset legacy NEM agreements after 10 years and eliminate climate credit payments for NEM customers. It would also mandate that, starting next year, new homeowners purchasing properties with existing solar installations be moved onto the current NEM tariff rather than be grandfathered into the old, more beneficial terms. AB 942 now heads to the Senate. Other exemptions. Facilities primarily used for agriculture have been dropped from a new warehouse law mandating setbacks and other restrictions to protect air quality. The exemption was added to a pair of cleanup measures advancing through the legislature. B bill gathers buzz before taking flight to the Senate. The Assembly unanimously passed AB 1042. It's a bipartisan initiative aimed at safeguarding the state's declining honeybee populations. Authored by Assemblymember Rhodesia Ransom of Tracy, the bill would establish the Managed Honeybee Health Program with CDFA to bolster pollinator health through research, education, and sustainable ag practices. Almonds, berries, melons, and more than 100 other crops rely heavily on pollination. Yet commercial beekeepers have reported an average loss of 62% of their bee colonies since last summer. It's raising alarms about productivity. The program would fund hands-on projects that train beekeepers, offer incentives for pollinator-friendly farming practices, and provide grants to tribes, schools, nonprofits, and local groups for bee research. The bill would also task CDFA with establishing an advisory committee to guide the implementation. The bill has garnered support from a broad coalition of ag leaders, including the Ag Council, California Farm Bureau, and Western Growers. And on that note, USDA researchers are blaming pesticide-resistant mites for the recent colony collapses. The miticide resistance underscores the need for new treatment strategies for parasites, they surmise. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Senate Republicans move to shrink SNAP cuts. Republicans on the Senate Ag Committee are looking to scale back the cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program contained in the House-passed Budget Reconciliation Bill. Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas said yesterday the final number is still a moving target. He acknowledged that Majority Leader John Thune would like the committee to come up with a net reduction of about $150 billion. I think they would like for us to be in that range, Bozeman said. It's well short of the net $238 billion cut that the House bill would make after accounting for additional spending on farm bill programs. The House bill's cut relies heavily on requiring states to start paying part of the cost of SNAP, an idea that is facing opposition among Senate Republicans. The Senate bill is likely to include expanded work requirements for SNAP as well as increasing spending for commodity programs. Bozeman said the committee was still waiting on final decisions from the Senate parliamentarian on whether some farm bill provisions could be included in the bill. He did not elaborate. Here's today's final word. I'm still in the process, frankly, of trying to get my head around the whole agriculture industry. That California Senator Adam Schiff, speaking to the Fresno Bee, deflecting questions about his position on the Delta Tunnel project. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, June 6th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nellie.